Workplace news in brief foot dispute. Journalists at the Financial Times will be taking 24-hour strike action on the 4th of February over the £4 million pensions robbery proposed by new owner, Nikki. Please send messages of support to campaigns at nuj.org.uk and join the picket line at Southwark Bridge from 8 a.m. The Nudge members voted by 92% in favour of strike action. V&A campaign. A PCS campaign against privatisation at the Victoria and Albert Museum is growing fast, with 40,000 people having signed a petition in just 4 days. PCS reps from the V&A were joined by trade unionists from the Southern and Eastern Regional TUC and other culture branches at the leafleting of late night opening on the 29th of January. They were protesting over the decision that from January all new staff, from gallery assistants to curators, will be employed by V&A Enterprises Limited, the museum's commercial arm, on new contracts that are detrimental to those of their colleagues who are employed directly by the museum. Sign the petition here. U.38degrees.org.uk web link #SAVEOUR Steel Meeting. The National Shop Stewards Network in SSN is hosting a public solidarity meeting in Port Talbot on Wednesday, the 10th of February, to build support for the steel workers facing job losses, see issue 886 of The Socialist. It is at 7:30 p.m. in the lounge at the Grand Hotel, Station Road, Port Talbot, SA 13, 1D opposite the train station, and is open to everyone. Speakers include Rob Williams, NSSN National Chair and former Swansea Vistian Ford Union convener. See www.facebook.com web link and shopstwards.net for more information and updates.